All right, so now, nursing responsibilities really fall into two categories. Pitcher and catcher is how Laney likes to describe them. So pitcher is giving the drugs. You pitch the drugs at the person. So you're giving drugs. Catcher is catching the patient on the other side in their actions with the drugs. So it's dealing with the response to the drug. Now, on the pitching side, we have pre-administration. Before you ever give the drug, there's two things you really need to do. The first one is baseline data. So if we're giving a drug that affects blood pressure and heart rate, guess what we should measure before we give the drug?
Heart rate
and blood pressure. Okay, if we're going to give a drug that's supposed to help their wound healing, guess what we might want to look at before we give the drug? The wound. So looking at the patient before you give the drug, baseline data. The next one is something we call stratification of risk. So we want to say, is this a high-risk person, medium-risk, or low-risk person? Now, why do we want to classify them as risk, according to their risk? Okay, so one is priority. Which one do I give first? What else? Let's say for a moment that we think someone's got a heart attack, and we're going to give them some, or we think they've got angina, chest pain, and we're going to give them some nitroglycerin. How long should we wait to find out how they're doing better? An hour? 2 hours? Come back tomorrow morning? Or maybe 5 minutes?
5 minutes.
5 minutes is correct. Congratulations. We're actually not going to learn about nitroglycerin until next semester, but the follow-up period, how closely does this patient need to be watched, is going to be determined partly by this stratification of risk. Next one is planning and implementation. So the first one was pre-assessment. Next one we have is planning and implementation. Now, we have what we call the five rights of drugs. Now, of giving drugs. Now, what do you think they are? Okay, the right patient. Okay, so we have the right patient, the right drug, the right time, the right dose, and the right route. Now, for years, nursing students have learned the five rights. But now they say, you know what? There's a sixth right. So what do you think the sixth right is? The right documentation. Now, there's a saying in healthcare, if you didn't document it, you didn't
do it.
So, in addition to giving the drug correctly, we also need to make sure we've documented it correctly so that someone else doesn't come behind us and go, oh, and give it again. Or if we say that we did it, but we forgot, you know, sometimes people will document that they did it and then go do it. Well, sometimes you get busy and, oops, forgot to give that. The patient never gets their drug. So again, the right documentation. Now, we need to understand the correct dosing range. Last year, there was a newspaper story. There was a home health care nurse in Palm Beach County who was being charged with killing a man, one of her patients, because she had overdosed the patient and didn't recognize it. And so they were going to charge her with his death because she should have known better. So when we give a drug, we need to know what's the correct dosing range. We also need to know what would be the signs and symptoms of an overdose. And then finally, we need to take appropriate safety measures. If we have a drug that makes a person bleed, we might want to take what we call bleeding precautions. If we have a drug that makes a person more likely to fall, we might want to implement fall precautions. If we give a drug that makes a person more likely to have seizures, we might want to implement seizure precautions. Gosh, that's tough. All right. So, does this look familiar if you've ever heard of the nursing process? Nursing process. ADPI? What does ADPI stand for?
Assessment.
Diagnosis.
Planning.
Implementation.
Evaluation.
And evaluation. So, if we look back at here, baseline data is assessment. Stratification of risk is Diagnosis. Planning and implementation. You have to plan to give the right drug, the right time, all that, and then actually do it. Okay? So, then we have the E, which is evaluating. So, evaluating the patient response. And then we're also going to promote the therapeutic effect. So, in evaluating, if we gave a drug that's supposed to eliminate chest pain, we want to see, did it
eliminate chest pain?
Did it eliminate their chest pain, or did it reduce it? If we give a drug to lower blood pressure, we check and see, did it lower the blood pressure? Now, one of the things that some students sometimes will get a little caught up in the evaluation is, well, did the patient take their drug properly? Okay, that is evaluation of compliance, but what we're talking about is evaluation of the therapeutic response. Did the person respond as we hoped they would? Next we have is promoting compliance or adherence, which is, you know, helping the patient to take their drug properly. Now, what's the major way that we do that?
Education.
So, if you don't take this drug, Mr. Jones, you might die. You might experience it, these side effects. If you do, please call us, because we can change the dose or we can change you to a different medication. But if you just stop taking it, you're going to wind up in the ER again. Yeah, so telling the patient what to expect, telling them why they're taking it, telling them why it's important. All very good stuff. And then we have implementing non-drug measures. So if a person is in pain, what are some non-drug measures you think we might do? Okay, so comfortable, what'd you say there? Okay, maybe a heat or a cold compress. Maybe soothing music. Maybe something distracting like
massage.
Massage, maybe television. Okay. Have some friends come talk to them. You know, there's a number of things that can be done in addition to just the drugs. And sometimes the drugs by themselves aren't enough. Next, we have minimize adverse effects. So what we want to do is try and minimize bad things from happening. So if a person can minimize some of their side effects by taking the drug with a meal, or by taking it at a certain time of day, or if they're likely to fall, make sure that they know that they're more likely to fall and set the room up in such a way that they're not likely to trip. Yeah. If a person's likely to bleed, make sure they're not using sharp objects. Yeah. A lot of it is very common sense, but you'd be surprised how uncommon common sense is. Minimizing adverse interactions. So if a drug interacts with another drug, we want to try and be aware of what drugs we're giving with one another and minimize adverse interactions. Sometimes that's going to mean asking the doctor, do you think we should change him to something else? Or do you think we should hold this drug while he's in the hospital and then we can put him back on it once he leaves? Then we have something called PRN decisions. PRN is a Latin abbreviation for as needed. So sometimes the physician will not order a drug to be taken routinely. They'll say PRN. So give them the pain medication, PRN. Well, when do we actually give the medication? As needed. Well, who makes the determination of as needed? You? Patient? Both of you together? Okay. Now, sometimes patients don't know when they should take a medication. You can't just rely on the patient to say, you know, nurse, I'd like to take that now. You know, you need to be the one proactively saying, okay, well, let's see what your pain is. Let's see what your nausea level is. Let's see what your blood pressure is. And you make the decision with the patient's input along with what's going on as far as whether they need that drug now, later, or not at all. Managing toxicity. What happens when the patient does become toxic? You give them a pain medication, you come back in an hour, and they're not breathing. What do you do? Okay. Right. So, or they're breathing, but just barely. You know, you come back and the person's lying on the floor. You come back, you know, you draw a blood level and you find out that it's damaging their kidneys. So what do you do in those situations? And then the last one, patient education, which goes back to promoting compliance and adherence.